At the moment, we do not have a position because we haven't met as an executive yet, because we only learned about it from the social media that the minister has announced the opening of schools on Monday, whereby she is expecting every student to attend to school on Monday, regardless of the fact that schools, the rotation was brought about by the COVID-19 protocols. We were expecting, one, that the government should maybe ease the lockdown if maybe the reason for the lockdown was COVID-19. So if the lockdown is eased, then we'd understand if numbers will be allowed to increase in schools. But our major problem is that besides the issue of COVID-19, now we have got political instability in the country, whereby we have been seeing a number of students rioting in different schools, resulting in some schools being burnt down. And also today we have heard that one teacher was assaulted by the rioting student, which the situation is exposing our members to all sorts of danger. And now our worry is that the ministry was supposed to consult the SNAT as the stakeholder before they decide to open schools. So we feel that it is wrong by the government to decide unilaterally to open schools without involving the union.
Well, let me ask you, because you mentioned the rioting of the students. The Prime Minister, Mr. Cleopas Dlamini, my understanding, he has accused you, the teachers, of inciting the students to engage in class boycotts as part of your demand for democratic reforms. Are you inciting students to boycott school?
Thank you, my brother, on that one. That one is our major concern. We are worried about the attitude by the government in this situation. The government is not in a position to solve problems that are being raised by the students. Instead, government wants to label teachers that they are the ones who are perpetrating these riots in schools. What we observed as the SNAT is that the very same Prime Minister said that they are still going to investigate in order to establish what are the causes of these riots. My question is, then because we have labeled teachers as the one who perpetrated this violence, what are the bases of such labels? Because the first thing that you can do, you start by investigating, then the investigation is going to inform you on who are the suspects. Now, what is going to happen, I think the government is going to try and identify some teachers whom they feel are supposed to be eliminated in the system and direct such investigation to their suspicion. In our understanding, that is tantamount to witch hunt.
My understanding, there was another arson attack on another high school on Wednesday. Is that true?
Yes, today there was an arson attack at Wukanyan High School, whereby the school was burnt and students were rioted.
Why do you think the students are choosing to burn down their own school buildings? Don't you think that destroys their chances of going to school?
In fact, there are various reasons, my brother. Students have lost hope in the education system of the country, in the sense that they've seen their brothers or their sisters, they have completed school, but they are not employed, they are not even in tertiary. Even those who have gone to tertiary, they are not employed, they are at home without any employment. So now they don't understand, as teachers, why we say education is key to success when they see people who have gone through the school system, yet they remain in poverty.